Here are your tickets with your seat assignments, Mr. Mortensen. And we at Hermes, we appreciate your patronage. We hope you'll fly with us again real, real soon. Oh, Lowell, please take Mr. Mortensen's bag out to the plane.
My pleasure. Right this way, ma'am.
Keeps cutting in and out. When I'm in my office, I've got to be able to pick up the mic and know whoever's sitting in that cockpit can hear me.
I'd say your best bet would be to stick your head out the office door and yell.
No, I meant when the plane's in the air, Lowell.
So did I.
Hey, Joe, the candidates for the backup pilots are starting to jam up out there.
Okay, I'm ready. Send them out.
Let's go.
This it?
Afraid so. You know, a three-man commando squad could take this place out like that. Security around here sucks.
Thanks. I'll look into it. I want to thank you all for coming. See, I'm in kind of a bind here. I recently lost my license due to hypertension. It's just a temporary thing. Anyway, how old are you?
Oh, 18, sir. But I have my commercial pilot's license. I got it 2 weeks ago, same day my braces came off.
Plane's a death trap. A couple of rounds of steel jacketed ammo in the fuel tank and this baby's a Roman candle.
Cool.
Yeah, well, thanks. Now, why don't we just get on with the interviews? Would you like to step into my office, Mr.
Stubbs? By the way, does this job require that I fly at night?
Yeah, is that a problem?
Well, my doctor don't like me driving after dark, but he didn't say nothing about flying.
So, Mr. Stubbs, I imagine you've had quite a lot of experience flying.
Oh, I've flown for a lot of outfits. I even have a letter of recommendation from Charles Lindbergh here, but the damn thing came apart.
Charles Lindbergh? The Charles Lindbergh?
Unless he was pulling my leg. My daughter wants to get me out of the house.
I see.
Yeah, she's kind of mad at me because I totaled her new car. It wasn't my fault. It's all those fancy lights and gizmos on the dashboard. It just got me flummoxed.
You left the switch down on your transmitter, Joe. I read you loud and clear.
Who said that?
I didn't touch the switch, Lowell. That's the problem. It cuts in and out all by itself. It's a ground-to-air radio.
Good Lord, Miss Agnes, what they won't think of next.
Oh, no, Helen, I don't want those eggs fried. I ask for them scrambled.
No problem.
Who twisted your shorts?
It's my life, I guess. I feel this desperate need for something, and I just don't know quite what it is. I mean, I get up in the morning, and I come to work. I go home, I go to bed. Is that all there is?
Throwing a TV dinner, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
What am I gonna do, Faye? My life is a miserable, lonely existence.
Get a bird.
Faye, I don't think you understand. All my friends are getting married. Tomorrow, I'm going to be the bridesmaid for the fifth time this year. I'm not even asking to get married. All I want to do is go out, have a nice time with a decent guy. If something doesn't happen soon, all the kids are going to call me that weird old lady at the end of the block.
You get used to it. Let me put my thinking cap on, and I'll bet I come up with a perfect fellow for you.
Thanks, Faye.
Hey, Helen, ever had peach brandy sucked out of your navel?
Hurry, Faye, hurry.
It's no use. I can't bring myself to hire any of those guys.
Joe, you've got to. I can't keep flying every flight myself. My little catnaps are upsetting the passengers.
I know, but look at my choices.
Joe, those are the last three people on Earth who are willing to work for what you're paying. Why don't you let me make the decision, okay? I'll assess all their qualifications, factor in their experience, and after I've compiled all the data, choose the best possible person for the job.
One potato, two potato?
Yeah, pretty much.
Faye, this airline gets harder to run by the minute.
Try standing in heels all day.
I am too wrapped up in this job. I get here in the morning, I run the office all day, I go home at night and go to bed. I need something else in my life.
Helen is thinking about getting a bird.
Joe, meet your new swing pilot, Kenny McElvey.
It's a privilege to be aboard, sir.
Kenny?
He's young, but in my opinion, this cadet has all the right stuff.
Oh, boy. Wait till the kids in the bus hear I'm piloting the 515 to Hyannis. Let's see who's the dork face now.
Okay, everybody, listen up. I just got back from a wedding. My change of clothes is locked in the car along with my keys, so if anybody has any wisecracks to make, let me hear them now.
You won't hear any from me. I like the new uniform.
Did you meet anyone interesting at the wedding?
Oh, yeah, Faye. The only single guy there was picking his teeth with a matchbook.
So?
The teeth were in his hand at the time. Faye, it was not supposed to happen this way. All these girls getting married, they were the easy type who spent high school necking and parked cars up at Indian Point. Not me. I was dedicated to my music. A nice girl. The sort of girl that guys are supposed to marry after they get tired of the other kind.
Some boys take a long time to tire.
Indian Point. Well, the wife still likes to go up there and park, just to put the excitement back in our marriage.
Does it work?
So she says. Next time I'm going with her.
Okay, Kenny. Even though you're kind of young, I have to admit you seem... Lose the hat. You seem to know your stuff.
I was top man in my flight class, sir.
Now, I like your appearance. Take note, Brian.
Bought my own uniform with my allowance, sir. I want to be the same kind of squared away by the book pilot you are.
Kid, we gotta talk.
Sandpiper Air Flight 7 to Hyannis will now begin boarding. Your co-pilot this afternoon is Nantucket's own Kenny McElvey, who has a B-plus average and is the president of the chess club. So, how are you today, Joe?
Well, I'm trying hard not to let this job be so important to me. Last night I even went out. Ended up at the Rose and Crown. I met a woman. Everything was going great, and then I started talking about my plane.
Oh, Joe, you didn't.
Yeah. Next thing I knew, she went to powder her nose and never came back. Apparently, she kicked the window out of the ladies' room and ran for it. Where am I going to find someone who will accept me the way I am?
Well, you know, Joe, when it comes to finding the right person, sometimes you have to be a little patient. I was telling Helen the same thing. Wait a minute. How blind can I be? It was right in front of me. I forgot my purse.
Helen, I've been thinking about my situation and, your situation and...
Exactly what kind of situation are we talking about here, Joe?
He's washed out and you're over the hill. Communication's a dying art.
Helen, could you come into my office for a minute, please?
Sure. Lowell, would you watch the counter, please?
Sure. Helen, What if somebody wants to order something?
Just tell them I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Water!
I want to be back in a minute, Roy.
Okay, so what's this all about?
Before you say anything, just hear me out. I couldn't help but notice you don't seem to have anyone in your life right now, and neither do I, and I was thinking it would seem only logical that...
You want to go out on a date?
Yes. No, well, yes, but I sort of wanted to be the one to ask. I know it's old-fashioned, but that's just the way I feel. The guy should ask the girl.
Okay, go ahead.
Want to go out on a date?
No.
What? What? Wait. I know. This is that no-dating pilots rule. You know, I've got to tell you, I've always thought that rule was a lot of baloney.
Well, it's kind of moot because you're not a pilot anymore.
Yeah, but you're forgetting I'm not a pilot anymore. Wait a minute. Did you just... Well, then why won't you go out with me?
Because this sounds way too convenient. I don't want to go out with you because you're lonely and I'm lonely and we both happen to be at the same place at the same time. I mean, what if some other lonely woman happened by? Would you ask her out instead?
What does she look like?
Joe!
I'm kidding. It's me kidding.
Look, I just don't want this to be convenient. I am not a mini mart. I want you to ask me out because you find me alluring, desirable, intriguing, provocative. I want to know that late at night, when you lie in bed, drifting in that nether world between consciousness and sleep, I dance through your dreams.
I think that was implied.
No, that wasn't. I want to hear you say it. A woman has to hear these things.
Well, you know, what you said.
No, you have to say it, Joe. Just say it.
All right. You're alluring and desirable and something else, and when I'm asleep, you dance through the Netherlands.
Close enough. What time are you picking me up?
8:00.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Brian?
What about Brian?
Well, how's he gonna feel about this? We've always been the Three Musketeers. What happens to the third when the other two start dating?
I don't know. He gets a bird.
I'm serious, Joe. He's always asking me out. I always refuse. Now you and I are gonna go out and it's
gonna
hurt.
Wait, why don't we just see if this is going anywhere first before we upset the apple cart?
Well, maybe you're right. We'll just keep this between the two of us. What Brian doesn't know won't hurt him.
Right. This'll just be our little secret.
I don't understand. Why don't they want you to know?
Never mind. Just turn that thing down.
Roger. So, you want to hang out later? I know this cool video arcade in Hyannis.
Sorry, Boy Wonder. But I've got a feeling I'm going to be needed back on the island tonight. I bet you never expected to see me here tonight, did you?
Yeah, I assumed you were working.
Well, I'll let Kenny take the late flight to Provincetown.
Are you sure he's ready?
Oh, yeah, he's a great kid. Don't worry about it, and very accomplished pilot, too. He only lost his poise one time today, and that's when the passengers played keep away with his hat.
Well, I hope you stopped it.
Stopped it? I started it. Say, was it a good thing I got back here in time?
In time? For what?
The fight, dummy. George Foreman, Jerry Cooney.
Gee, it sounds only slightly more exciting than watching a couple old guys fight over a dinner roll.
Oh, come on, Joe. I thought you'd want to see it. So I called up the cable company and I ordered it. It's only cost you $21.95.
Brian, I can't tonight. I mean, normally I'd love to, but I can't because I have an appointment.
Oh, an appointment, huh? Like from business?
Yeah, that's right. Business appointment. Mm.
Exactly where'd you meet this guy, Joe?
All right. Okay, it's not an appointment exactly so much as a,
The D word?
Yeah, a date, okay?
Ooh, you old horn dog. Hey, you got a hot date, huh? Yeah. We'll take a tip from the master. Flush that cologne, man. It's toxic.
Really? Oh. You don't like it?
Terrible.
That's a relief. It's only when you like something I start to worry.
So, why is this big date such a secret? Is anybody I know?
Just someone I went to high school with.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Oh, you mean, like, what's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's, Maureen Mulhern.
Maureen Mulhern? Oh, my God, I remember her. How's she managing, anyhow?
Fine, why?
Well, I figure she might have some psychological problems after losing her leg in that shark attack.
What? Oh. No, she doesn't let it bother her.
Ah, she's a brave girl. Brave girl. Never understood why she wanted to attack that shark in the first place. You really gonna wear that shirt, Joel?
If you don't like it, absolutely.
So where are you taking old Maureen? Skating? Table hopping?
All right, okay. It's not Maureen. I made that up because it's someone that you don't know, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Oh, Joe, you wound me.
Wish I had time.
All right, well, go. Good, go with my blessing. Have a great time. And let's just hope that at some romantic moment you don't develop that, you know, nervous little stammer you sometimes get.
Oh, no. No, you don't. You've psyched me out with that too many times.
But
I am wise to you, Brian.
Come on.
You're not planning any little psychological time bombs in my head.
You got me. Go ahead. Go. Have a great time. Go on. Incidentally, love that tie.
Chardonnay you chose with dinner tonight. I didn't know you knew so much about wine.
It was nothing, really. I just went down the right side of the wine list.
Where the prices are?
Right. Chose the first one that didn't make my heart stop.
You know, I had my qualms about this evening, but I think we handled it pretty well. No pressure of any sort. No embarrassment.
Yeah.
Why are we stopping? Where are we?
Guess.
Oh, my God, Indian Point.
Oh, you recognize it?
Are you kidding me? I haven't seen so many bouncing cars since the movie Earthquake. So, Joe, what'd you have in mind?
Nothing. Honestly, I didn't plan this.
Oh, did we run out of gas?
Come on, where's your spirit of romance?
No, romance is soft music in candlelight. This is kids with acne making out. Joe, this doesn't seem like you.
Maybe you've seen a different side of me. A side of me you never knew. Damn it, Brian.
Well, maybe it's a side of you I wouldn't mind seeing.
Oh, what? Cramp.
Oh.
Cramp.
Oh, hey, that's my cello teacher. Yo, Miss Chapel.
Oh, come on.
As you may have guessed, I'm not really an old hand at this.
No.
What do you think? Should we take another stab at it?
Sure, why not?
Hey, Captain Hackett?
Hey, I thought it was you. Last flight went great. And look what I got from Sally Brignetti.
Doing better than I am, kid. Eat it.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow after school.
This is really weird.
You're telling me. come on, Helen. I think we can do this. Let's really concentrate.
No, I don't think so, Joe.
Once more.
Nope.
Hey, once more. Be serious.
Serious.
It's not so funny anymore, is it?
Uh-uh.
Hold on. We have to stop for a second.
Oh, you mean get in the back seat, maybe?
No, I mean, we're moving really fast, and we need to stop and think about what this means before we, you know...
Let her rip.
Well, I don't think that's quite the way Byron would have put it, but I think that's kind of where we're headed. I mean, we could be different after tonight. We could be lovers. And people who have an intimate knowledge about each other. We're talking appendix scars here, Joe.
I don't have an appendix scar.
I think you're taking me much too literally.
Yeah, well, I just meant...
Joe, any way you look at it, things are going to change. Our relationship at work, your relationship with Brian, mine too. We can never be the Three Musketeers again. So if we're going to do this, we should keep in mind the passing of three beautiful friendships and a lot of lovely memories.
So how was it for you?
I don't think we're quite ready for this yet.
So we're taking things slowly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Joe, we've known each other for 20 years. It is the longest run to first base in history.
I thought we got to second base.
No. But I think Kenny did.
Well, from the looks of it, he's halfway to third.
Let's get out of here. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I'm kind of beat myself.
And I'm certainly not getting any rest back here.